Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. One of the big new trends in wellness is people using continuous glucose monitors, or CGMs, as a tool for weight loss, athletic performance, or general health optimization, also known as biohacking. These devices provide a continuous real-time read on your glucose levels, and they were originally developed to help people with diabetes manage their blood sugar. In fact, this is still the only purpose for which these medical devices have been approved by the FDA. CGMs still require a prescription in the United States, but doctors do have the discretion to prescribe drugs and devices off-label. That means for uses other than their FDA-approved ones. So companies that are now marketing these devices to the general public generally have an affiliated MD who supplies the necessary prescription. So to use them, you insert a short filament. It's not much wider than a human hair, just under the skin. They're usually worn on the arm or the torso. And this sensor then transmits glucose readings to a reader or an app on your phone. These sensors themselves usually need to be replaced every 2 weeks. I recently sat down with Dr. Gabe Smolarz. He's a board-certified endocrinologist, also a specialist in obesity medicine, to chat about CGMs and how they're currently being marketed and used. You might remember Dr. Smolarz from my episode on why weight loss is more difficult for some people than others. We talked about how pharmaceutical weight loss drugs can play an important role sometimes in their treatment. Dr. Smolarz also serves as a senior medical director for Novo Nordisk. That's a company that produces drugs to treat both diabetes and obesity. In Dr. Smolarz's practice, CGMs are used almost exclusively by patients who need insulin to manage their blood sugar. For example, your blood sugar level before a meal would help determine how much insulin you administer with the meal. A CGM spares patients from having to prick their finger 6 or more times a day to test their blood sugar. But there's more to this than just convenience. CGMs can also help the doctor detect patterns and trends throughout the day at times when a patient would not normally be checking with a finger stick. For example, are blood glucose levels consistently high after dinner? If so, the mealtime dose of insulin at dinner might need to be increased. Or are they dipping too low overnight? If so, the amount of long-acting insulin that's taken in the evening might need to be decreased. So CGMs are definitely making life a bit easier for people with diabetes and their doctors. But as I said, now a lot of people without diabetes have gotten really interested in this technology. After all, for a couple of decades now, we've all been absorbing this general message that high blood sugar is bad and that keeping blood sugar low is good. So wearing a CGM would seem to be a great way to put that advice into practice. For example, someone I work with in our Weigh Less program recently started wearing a CGM mainly out of curiosity, but it seemed to be raising more questions than it answered. She wrote me, "I've been experimenting with a continuous blood glucose monitor, but I'm confused about what the true ideal ranges are. The green zone on the app is between 70 and 180. It's a pretty big spread, but I've read that at no point should glucose go over 140. Others say it should never go over 110. I mean, if your blood sugar is back down between 90 and 110 2 hours after you eat, does it actually matter how high it peaks?" And this is the real problem with the use of CGMs as a tool for optimizing wellness or weight loss. I'm sure you get a lot of interesting information, but how do you interpret it? We've been told that we need to keep our blood sugar low or steady, but what exactly does that mean? A fasting glucose below 100 milligrams per deciliter means that you are not at risk of diabetes, but is a fasting glucose of 90 any better than 95? Is a post-meal rise that peaks at 140 worse than one that peaks at 120? Is reaching your post-meal blood sugar peak 30 minutes after eating better or maybe worse than reaching that peak after 60 minutes? And is returning to your pre-meal level within 90 minutes better or worse than 120 minutes? I mean, does that mean that your pancreas is working extra well? Or does it just mean that your lunch was too small to get you through the afternoon? More to the point, if all of those readings are within the quote-unquote healthy range, are there any demonstrable benefits to improving on success? Will it lower inflammation? Does it reduce the long-term disease risk? Can it help with weight loss? As Dr. Smolarz points out, we don't yet have robust data to show that people have anything to gain from modulating what are considered to be healthy blood sugar levels. Research may one day provide more answers to some of these questions. Until then, though, any advice that's coming from companies or coaches who are pitching this tool to people without diabetes is, by definition, still speculative. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, so the real question here is, can CGMs help you improve your diet or your health? For most people, a CGM probably isn't going to reveal anything that you don't already know. Refined carbohydrates are going to raise your blood sugar more than complex carbohydrates. A big meal will raise your blood sugar more than a small one. And you'll see that fat, protein, and fiber all tend to reduce the speed at which blood sugar rises and falls. Now, you could keep really careful notes about how the information that you see in your CGM reader corresponds to things like your energy levels or your appetite. But you could probably get similar insights simply by keeping careful notes about how various foods and meals affect your energy or your appetite. That said, seeing those responses in real time and having the concrete evidence of how your choices are impacting you could motivate you to change your behavior in a way that simply knowing what you should be doing doesn't. But this motivation doesn't come cheap. Non-prescription use of CGMs will cost you between $200 and $400 a month. And as my client discovered, it may end up raising more questions than it answers. Some observers have also expressed what I think are valid concerns, that this non-medical use of CGMs could even trigger disordered eating behavior in those who are susceptible to it. I also want to point out that lots of things other than food affect your blood sugar, including stress, sleep, heat, and exercise. Although a CGM may allow you to observe the impact of these factors, it may be pretty challenging to know how to use that information because there are so few established benchmarks for people without diabetes regarding what is good, better, or best in each of those various situations. Okay, but let's say you are just curious about your unique blood sugar response. Perhaps you suspect that you're one of those people with idiosyncratic blood sugar responses that aren't correctly predicted by the usual dietary advice. Or you want to see if your blood sugar curve during exercise correlates to your performance or your recovery. Or maybe you do feel that being able to see the effects of the choices that you're making in real time would motivate you to make healthier choices. If you're willing to spend a bit of money for that information and that motivation, CGMs are an option that I predict are only going to become more and more widespread. If you do go that route, however, try to keep the information, along with any advice you may be getting, in perspective. For people with diabetes, keeping blood sugar within well-established parameters can vastly improve health and longevity. But for those who do not have diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's no evidence yet of a healthier version of a healthy blood sugar response. There is plenty of evidence, however, that a good diet, one that includes more vegetables and other whole foods, fewer added sugars, refined carbohydrates, and highly processed foods, and one that helps you maintain a healthy body weight will definitely improve your health. No sensor required. This is Monica Reinagel, the Nutrition Diva. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a voicemail on the Nutrition Diva listener line. That's at 443-961-6206. The Nutrition Diva Show is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. And our intern is Jake Johnson. That's all for this episode. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you next week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.